Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Cupid, starring Diego Boneta, created by Katie Cavanaugh Jupe.
Caught your breath yet, boys?
Holy
shocking, isn't it? The Bernhardt being hideous in disguise derailed our story somewhat, if you ask me.
Put it back on track, Grandpa. Put it back on track.
I can only relay the tale, son. I can't meddle with the content.
But what's going to happen to Cupid? Hades will hurt him. Cupid's mortal. He can't defend himself against a god. And Rose, where even is she? Will Hades hurt her too?
Yeah, Hades hurts. That's his thing.
What if Hades does the rabid Rottweilers to tear Rose into pieces? What if he keeps Scooter Boy prisoner forever, tied up with Supernatural Snake?
Stop flipping out, Dork Breath.
What if Cupid can't save Rose? Or himself? Or the Long Juice?
What if indeed, my child? What if?
Hades is supposed to stay in hell, isn't he, Grandpa?
Like Hades is gonna do as he's told? He doesn't give a crap about the Olympian Code.
This is the truth of it. Loom Juice in the hands of the Bernhardt is one thing. But in the hands of Hades, it's quite another. The Lord of the Underworld, gaining even the tiniest hoofhold on Earth, could have terrifying consequences for both mortals and Olympians alike.
Can't Hades just keep the Loom Juice and leave Cupid alone?
Cupid's mortality makes him far too tempting a target. Immortals have such a tough time getting rid of each other, you see. How could Hades, master of hate, pass up this rare opportunity to obliterate the god of love? Cupid is also Zeus's grandson, remember? Zeus and Hades have been bitterly feuding since the beginning of time.
This is all Uncle D's fault. If he hadn't tricked Cupid into going to that party...
Get the heck away from me, Snake!
This is all your fault, Uncle D! Now we're both tied up with Supernatural Snake! They're gonna feed on our magic and cancel our Olympian powers!
Oh, yeah, I'm all up to speed with the dangers of Supernatural Snakes!
How does it feel, huh? How does it feel to get played and betrayed and tossed out like trash?
I had no idea! He was Hades! He got me, man! He got me real good! I'm the victim here. My vibe is not taking folk down. My voodoo is bringing folk up. You feel me? The Bernhardt told me he was gonna offer Cupid a job. Something cushy, something cool. I thought I was giving him a leg up, an opportunity, an in.
You used Cupid. You used him to steal the Loom Juice for Bernhardt. Then you stood by and let Cupid get punished by Zeus. And then, as if that wasn't low life enough, you set him up and sold him out. For what? For a boost in followers? Not cool, dude.
All right, I admit it. I'm addicted to fame. Show me an immortal who isn't. We gods gotta inflate our following to expand our influence. Or we're as good as dead, kid! But we ain't got time to debate the intricate moral workings of the universe. We gotta huddle up, put our heads together, pool our resources!
Ha! You think I'm gonna help you after what you've done?
Beggars can't be choosers, bro!
I am not your bro!
If you wanna save Cupid, you're gonna have to buddy up! Bernhardt!
Cupid had made it back to the Bernhardt Studios.
The Bernhardt!
Unable to gain entrance through the gate, he stood in the street yelling at the top of his voice.
The Bernhardt, get out here and face me! Where is she? The Bernhardt! Take me! Not Rose, let her go! I'm not leaving till you let her go!
Well, well, well. As the boy become a man, brings a tear to my eye.
If you don't tell me what you've done with Rose, I swear by the stars you'll wish you've never been born.
Fighting talk, sweet cheeks. Come on, then. Let's see what you got. You done. Technique's all over the place, son.
Deep in the heart of the studios, an old cleaning lady was hard at work in the Bernhardt's office.
This golden statue is the top award, is it? Not even real gold. If I was to Bernhard, I would spend more time decluttering my office and less time chasing worthless golden statues. Jesus Maria Jose! Oh, thank you so much. What on earth are you doing in the cupboard, Cielo?
They locked me in. That meathead security man kidnapped me.
Yeah, whatever you say. You actors, you always go too far. Locking yourself in cupboards now. I know about those crazy auditions. You'll do anything to get the part.
No, I'm not an actor. I'm a real person. I'm Rose.
Whatever you say, Cielo. Here, have a drink. You look like you need it. My secret stash. Drink it. Go on.
Thank you. Oh, I need to steady myself. What is it?
It's just a little tonic. A little pick-me-up. It'll give you wings. Trust me, child.
Whoa. Oh, that's spicy.
Take another swig. Help yourself, Cielo. Don't mind me.
Wow. It's strong stuff.
Isn't it? It's my own special brew.
I feel woozy. Everything looks blue. I'm blurry.
That's it, sweetheart. Slip away.
Oh, I've got the butterflies.
Close your eyes. You're going to feel a lot more than butterflies when you wake up, Cielo. Prepare yourself for the full force of Loom Juice. You will forget all about my Cupid. De Bernhard will be the only man you seek.
What? Aphrodite spiked you with loom juice?
What?
That's dark, dude. That's shady.
Why can't she let Cupid love Rose, Grandpa?
The Greek goddesses are extremely territorial, and Aphrodite is arguably the most fierce. She demands total adoration, and she doesn't like to share. There's no way she will compete for Cupid's attention, especially with a mortal woman. There's no two ways about it, boys. Our trio are in a whole lot of trouble.
What about a miracle?
You don't believe in those, do you?
Yes!
There's always someone pulling the strings when it comes to miracles, son. Have you not seen The Wizard of Oz? Let's get back to the action at Bernhard Studios. Scooter Boy and Deus have been taken hostage in the basement, tied up with supernatural snakes, who are notoriously difficult to defeat. Cupid has been beaten by Keith Security and his rabid Rottweilers, who are nigh on impossible to better. And poor Rose was about to become besotted with the worst man to walk the earth.
Why do the gods have to interfere so much? Why can't they just leave us alone?
That, my child, is the age-old question. Some folk will tell you that the bridge between mortal and immortal is as necessary as breath. Others will warn you against crossing to the other side. The price, they say, is always too high.
It feels like sometimes no matter what you do, you're never going to get to where you want to be.
Choice, child. Our greatest gift, our most terrible torment. Man and God will stand and fall by each and every choice they make. Settle down, settle in, boys. Cupid is about to wrestle with the most agonizing decision of his life.
Where am I? I can't see anything in here. It's pitch black. Ow! What is this place? Is anyone there? I'm in prison. Who's that? Who's there?
Kimberly!
Yes, Mr. De Bernhard?
Let there be light.
De Bernhard, where's Rose?
She's otherwise engaged. Spotlight, Kimberly. Isn't this what you really want? Lover boy.
The loom juice.
Pure desire in every drop. I just can't get enough of it. And neither can she. Kimberly, open the dungeon.
Of course, Mr. De Bernhard.
Ugh, it's creepy in here.
Rose!
Isn't it?
You told me you were gonna give me the tour, Bernie.
Bernie?
Ooh, can I have some more of that blue juice?
Pace yourself, puppet.
Please, Bernie.
Blue juice? Rose!
Excuse me, who even are you?
Have you taken loom juice?
The teensiest drop, Bernie Bear.
Ugh, Bernie Bear? No, this can't be happening.
Patience, puppet. You've had enough for now.
Don't take any more, Rose!
Who is this asshole?
It's me!
It's Cupid!
Cupid?
How much have you given her?
Nothing to do with me. She took it all by herself. Not that I'm complaining. Terribly eager, isn't she? Does anything to please.
Ah! This man destroyed your business, Rose! You don't know what you're doing!
Kimberly.
Yes, Mr. De Bonhart?
Secure the loom juice. Can't risk it getting into the wrong hands, can we?
Consider it done, Mr. De Bonhart.
Why does she get to do everything? You love her more than me, don't you?
Not this again! Learn to share me. Love spreads itself around. It's like a disease.
Sorry, Bernie. I am trying.
Try harder.
Ooh, can we go back to your office? Carry on doing what we were doing.
No, no, no! Don't do that!
It's like a dungeon in here.
How many times? It's meant to be a dungeon.
You're so handsome when you're angry.
This is a set for my new movie. It is the villainess's evil headquarters.
I want to be your villainess. Let me be your wicked mistress. I'll treat you mean and keep you keen. I'll set your world on fire.
Come here and kiss me, you naughty little
bitch. Ah, Rose! Oh, no! Oh, I can't look. I can't even.
Bernie, beast.
Don't put your tongue in!
Enough, my puppet. Stop distracting me. Run along and drape yourself over that throne. Channel your queen of the underworld.
Like this?
Rose, listen to me.
Silence, or I'll set the dogs on you.
So, what weapon shall we play with?
Weapon?
Oh, yes, your armory. But there's too many to choose from.
My stunt department has surpassed itself. Double-headed axe, anyone? Broadsword with matching shield? What about a double-headed dagger? And, ooh, look, a bow and arrow. How apt.
Oh, you choose, Bernie.
No, you.
No, you.
How about I choose the weapon and you do the deed?
Anything, Bernie. As long as I'm with you.
This is the loom juice talking. She doesn't mean it. Ah, but why does my heart feel like it's breaking?
Gotta bring ourselves out of here first, kid.
What I wouldn't give for my wings right now.
Listen, kid, if our Olympian magic is canceled by these supernatural snakes, we gotta start thinking like mortals. Left field, lateral, opposite. You vibing my voodoo? Mortals cannot get enough of an opposite. I'm telling you, black, white, yin, yang, techno, trance.
Lying truth.
Jeez, kid, you're still pissed at me?
Yep.
Come on. Give me a chance to redeem myself, dude. I made a mistake. You must have made plenty of those.
No.
Well, you will. These snakes are from the underworld, right? They slip and slide in the dark. So how about we fight them with light? Give them a direct hit of pure California sunshine. Poof!
Poof?
That's it, Rose. Draw the bow back.
Don't do it, Rose.
Take aim at his heart.
Rose, don't shoot. You don't know what you're doing.
Let it fly, my puppet.
Rose, you create bouquets. You don't kill people.
Kiss the arrow with your cheek. Look along its length.
No! Look at me, Rose. Look at me in my eyes. Please try to remember me. It's Cupid. I crashed into you on a scooter. You taught me all about your floreography. You told me about your grandma. I sang to you in the street. And you saved my life.
Cupid?
Yes! Cupid!
Cupid?
Yes! I kissed you at the Grove, remember? I swore I'd come and find you, and here I am. I'm on my knees, Rose. I don't want to die. Rose, I've fallen in love with you. And I know you feel the same way.
Nope. You mean absolutely nothing to me. I belong to Bernie. I'll be his for all eternity.
Say goodbye, lover boy.
Later, loser. No!
Keith, what are you? Gordon's Claire, she shot you!
I mean, wrong guy, but bullseye.
Keith, you're paid to protect me, not him!
Surprise attack. You'll never get a bigger buzz than that, my son.
Dad?
You're sacked, you brain-dead moron.
Dad, is that really you? Reporting for duty, son.
Do I have to do everything myself? Are there no self-respecting villains left in this godforsaken town?
Cupid, unlock your chains quickly.
Dad, I can't. I can't believe
that. You'll need a lot more than one poxy arrow to bring me down. Ready to go to war, son.
No way! Keith's security is Ares Incognito? Sick!
But they don't know it's Hades. They don't know who they're dealing with.
Exactly. And with Scooter Boy and Deus still held hostage in the basement, they won't be finding out anytime soon.
No! I can't stand it. I'll be going behind this cushion. Tell me when it's over.
Ugh, wuss.
Heel! You know, every bully I've ever met also happens to be a coward. Oh, a broadsword with a matching shield. It's been a while, but... Blade like a razor. Custom-made hilt. Nice. So, what's it gonna be, De Bernhardt? Fight or flight?
You took an arrow in the heart. How are you still standing?
Fate, luck, destiny. Take your pick.
No! Don't touch him!
Come here.
How dare you? Yeah. Get off of me!
Cupid, could you...
Protect her? With pleasure. Rose, let me help
you. No, get away from me! Ow. Don't touch me, pig!
Ow!
Bernie! Ow. He's hurting me!
Not my problem, puppet. We can sort this out. Let's talk.
We have nothing to discuss.
Oh, but we do. I think you've been telling tall tales about who you really are, Keith.
I'm sorry, Rose. I'm gonna have to protect you whether you like it or not. No, not the hair. Not the hair.
Let me go!
Never.
Sing higher, kid! Even higher! Yeah, baby, one more notch!
I did it! I smashed the window! California sunshine! Direct hit!
Oh, not so direct. Our slice of sunshine is way over there.
Oh, no. How long before it hits us?
An hour, maybe more.
We don't have that kind of time.
Any last words before they rip out your tongue?
Not words, no. Oh, hello, my little hell house. Yes, I miss you. Yes, I have. My pretty Electo. Oh, sweet lady, just symphony. Loyal little Megara. Yes, yes, I miss you.
Whoa, what the?
Train them myself.
You train them.
They know who their true master is. Don't you, my Furies?
Furies? You call me.
But I can.
Holy Hades! You banished you! You were doing eternity in Tartarus!
Someone owed me a favor.
Oh, smoke! Oh, smoke!
Something's burning!
That'll be me.
Cupid! He's gonna reveal himself as Hades! Mortals cannot look directly upon the gods!
Bunny? Are you burning? Am I dreaming? This is some kind of nightmare! Bunny! Your foot is turned into a hoof!
Rose, I got you. She's fainted.
Cupid, close your eyes. Take cover behind this shield.
Shadows to the evil world, to poison the air and black out the sun. It's time for the hero's demise.
You better wash your back. You better bolt the door. You better fear attack, cause we're going to war.
Bubbles burst, the rivers ran. Expect the worst, cause love is dead.
Burn the saints, hate the liars.
There's no smoke without fire. Burn the saints, hail the liars.
Son, he's a weak, vain, and stupid boy. Tempting him was tediously easy. Murdering him will be a cinch.
Never!
Transforming as well, Ares, in your own town. Why do you Olympians always insist on a fair fight? Banging on about balance, never understood.
May the best god win.
Don't do it, Dad! Don't take him on!
Somebody has to.
Now you managed my set! You'll pay for that!
It's okay, Rose. It's gonna be okay.
Ever dance to the fireball?
I'll see your fireball and raise you an earthquake!
What did I say about damaging my set?
I'm on fire!
If you're gonna play with fire, Hades, prepare to get your fingers burned.
Mom?
Aphrodite!
Let's see you burn water, baby!
I never thought I'd be happy to see you.
Think of a way to thank me later, honey.
Hades has his whip!
Watch out!
Watch out, Aphrodite!
Don't you
recognize this thief?
My womb juice!
Your minion Kimberly had a nasty coalition with a cleaning cart.
I will fry your liver and feed it to my furies! Wait!
Aphrodite!
The suitcase!
Aeris, get my loom juice!
I want that suitcase first!
Yes, master shows us devil's deeds on which we feed!
Stay back! No! Don't breathe your dirty hemlock breath on me! I don't want your poison!
Time to learn your place in the hierarchy, Aphrodite. Heaven has gone to your head.
I will never be beneath you, Cucaracha.
I suggest a little vacay, Aphrodite.
Cupid, Cupid, get back! Don't look! Don't look, my son! You will die!
Mom!
A stay in Tartarus will do you the world of good.
Aphrodite fell and fell and fell. Tartarus is a very, very long way down.
Tartarus? What even is that?
Why, it's a gaping void of terror. An immortal prison of the vilest kind. Think stinking cesspit buried in the bowels of hell.
I don't want to imagine that.
I do. Go on, Grandpa.
Tartarus is a place of toe-curling torment for naughty immortals. A pustulous pit of punishment for deviant divinity.
Stop this story right now!
I can't, son.
I won't be able to sleep tonight.
I suggest you surrender to the ending. Finales have a habit of playing out whether you like it or not.
Cupid's gonna die. Aphrodite will be lost in Tartarus. And the Furies will torture Ares forever and ever.
Certainly looks that way. Doesn't it?
Fury, unite Ares with his mistress in Tartarus. Can't live without each other, by all accounts.
Dad, no! Tartarus! They will be driven insane! Rose, this is all my fault. It's unforgivable. I've been so selfish and stupid. I stole something sacred with no thought of the damage I was doing. I put you in danger when I should have kept you safe. I swear on the Olympian Code, if we get out of here alive, I will worship you forever, honor you with flowers, and crown you as my queen. But if it is time for me to die, I wanted to be with you.
Trying to make me puke, pretty boy.
You can't take her. I won't let you.
Oh, how deeply tragic.
I'll do anything.
Striking deals with the devil? What would your grandfather say?
This is all my fault. I have to pay the price.
Punishment is my specialty.
But you have to let Rose go.
Perhaps. If my plan to mind control the mortal realm with Lumius is to manifest successfully, I'm going to need a distributor. You are the ultimate sniper. Aphrodite has trained you well. How about you come and work for me? I'll make it worth your while. The parties are hot as hell in the underworld.
Cupid stars Diego Boneta as Cupid, Naomi Aki as Rose, Rupert Friend as Barry Bernhardt, Ian Nicholhenny as Grandpa, Jack Dylan Grazer as Jason, Kit Rackison as Dylan, Jacoby Jupe as Scooter Boy, Dylan Francis as Dionysus, Barnaby Kay as Ares and Keith Security, Teresa Ruiz as Aphrodite, with additional performances by Don McDaniel, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Sharon Deuce, and Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe. Written and directed by Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe. Executive produced by Diego Boneta, Katie Kavanaugh-Jupe, Chris Jupe, David Vernon, Rob Herding, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. co-executive producers Naomi Aki, Rupert Friend, and Jack Dylan Grazer, produced by Shinyan Hiyu and Brandon Weisner. Co-producers Natalia Gmanetta and Phil Keefe. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Original song written by Andrew Romanda, Katie Cavanaugh-Ju, and Darren Johnson. Additional music and music editor, Ryan Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Additional recording by Justin Stanley. Edited by Chris Jupe and Beatrice Noronha. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Jeffrey Fettig. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer, Randy Torres. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixers, Sarah Ma and Alex Chalk. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona and Sam Beasley. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson, Paolo Wolfsdorf, and Noah Jorgensen. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Cupid is a Q-Code, Double Garage Films, and Three Amigos production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.